Hey, 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 it's your girl, just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, but more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back. So guys, you guys are going to be hearing my first recording in several months. I have stepped away. I've done a couple of different things. I've taken on a couple of different ventures. And I just needed time to get to a place where I can focus on giving you guys the best content that I would love to have published. And so I apologize that you guys may have felt abandoned. I don't think I have very many listeners, but for those who do listen, I apologize. So let's get straight to business. Couple of different things to let you guys know. One of the things that I've ventured into is becoming a certified life coach. And I said that with hesitation because a lot of people are like into this particular genre of coaching. And I want to be very specific. I am focusing on our youth. So anyone from the age of 10 up until young adulthood is who I am focusing my business on. And it's because I feel that these particular age groups are not given the proper guidance that they need to just really develop like how they should. Most of the kids in those age ranges are pursuing dreams that we have sort of forced on them. And I say forced because even as a parent, I had to remind myself that my kid had to live his dream and it did not need to be my own. I didn't have to remind myself that very often because I was very aware of that issue, because I also felt that for a long time, and the reason why I'm just now getting into a career that speaks to my purpose and my passion is because I initially started off pursuing dreams of my parents. And if you guys hear stuff in the background, I'm in the infamous recording studio, aka the truck, and I just came out of a store, so I'm getting my little hand sanitizer and cleaning my hands and everything, so I can avoid COVID, because we are still upon the days of COVID. But I also was like, these are the age groups too, where we don't tell them often enough that they are enough. And because we don't tell them that they are enough, they become very lost in the world. They take on peer pressures and things that other people present to them, because they have no other guidance to go upon. So there you have it. That's what I've been doing, guys. I've really been really focusing on this because I just feel like that is another part of my purpose and my passion and my dreams, is to help those who have been misguided for so long to no longer walk aimlessly among the world. So I want to talk to you guys about being enough. I am going through a very challenging place and space in my personal life. And I won't go into detail about it because I don't want this to be specifically about me. I want it to be about the message. I have always really fought with knowing that I am enough. Because it's not that it was, I wasn't told. I don't think that I was told, but I don't want to say that because I don't want any of my family to feel any shade, because it's also not everyone else's responsibility to make you feel that you are enough. And I know there's going to be some chatter that is going to come about with me saying that, but it isn't. It is not someone else's responsibility for you to feel like you are enough. You, in your own right, should know and feel that you are enough. Just because you woke up today, just because you were able to, as one of my sweet friends would say, remember to get up and take your vitamin, you are enough. And you've done enough today to be enough. A lot of our kids, they go throughout life and they never hear someone say that I am enough. And so because they don't hear you say that they are enough, they don't even know what being enough is. I watched my mom be like Wonder Woman, Superwoman, whatever, you know, like this superhero type of person. But I also know that deep inside, sometimes she actually toyed with, am I enough? And as I have become an adult woman, I have some of those same insecurities. I've talked to my adult female friends who also, they struggle with that. Am I enough? You know, I am a mom. Does that make me enough? I am a great employee. Does that make me enough? And I understand why. Society puts so many pressures on you. They want you to look this way, but then they want to talk bad about the fact that you are trying to look that particular way. They want you to think some kind of way, and then they talk about you bad because you're not being an individual, you're being a cookie cutter person. And so it is a struggle to figure out, like, what is enough? What will make me enough? Being you makes you enough. Again, getting up, remember to take your vitamin, getting up and getting out of the bed, just waking your eyes in the morning means that you are enough. If you never do anything else for the rest of the day, you are enough. I am really looking into this because I struggle with that. I know how it feels to feel like you are enough, and I have several different reasons. So what I decided to do, and I took this a biblical approach on this whole spin, and I have several Bible verses that I've come across. And I will not go into detail because, again, I don't want this to be like a whole like biblical spiel, but I want you guys to know that if you are a woman of God, there are scripture out here to pour into yourself, to build you up and let you know that you are enough. If you are not a religious person, I just want you to know that you are listening to my voice, and I am here to remind you that you are enough. It is not the fact that you have long blonde hair or curly natural African American hair, or you have your own natural eyebrows, or you draw them on like I do, that you prefer to wear false lashes instead of your own, that you are the very slim built woman, or that you're a very curvaceous woman. Those things do not define your wealth. That just adds to your character. And character is what makes the world go round. If we were all individually the same person, and like I said before, the world would just be like, well, why can't you be an individual? Well, when we've tried that, it didn't work. People have so much to say, but why is it that we care? Why is it that we are dependent upon other people to validate our worth? And I know it's a slew of things that are out here that we become fixated on to say that this is how I equate self-worth. But all of it is wrong, guys. All of it is wrong. You being you is what makes you enough. what makes you wealthy and rich in your own right. And you don't need anything else. You don't need anyone else to say just that. So if you are struggling with knowing what your worth is and knowing that you are enough, just pause for a second, take a deep breath, hug yourself, write a little cute message to yourself, and know that I think the world of you. And I want you to write that down, just like how I said, I think the world of you. And I want you to put it on a little sticky note. Put it in your bathroom, on the mirror. I want you to put it in your vehicle, somewhere where you can see it. Write it down several times on different sheets of paper, on different sticky notes, however you want to do it. Even if you want to scribble it on a wall somewhere. Write it down so that whenever you are trying to figure out if you are enough, you have that message. And it's not just for me, but it's speaking to yourself. I am enough because I said so. So guys, I am going to end here. We have an extended weekend. I desperately needed one additional day. So I'm going to log off. I am going to go pick up my food that I just ordered. I ordered some gluttony food. I ordered some make me dance in my seat because I'm happy food. And I'm going to be okay with that. It doesn't feed into what my dietary commitments are supposed to be, but it makes me feel good. And I'm going to, you only live once, right? I know people say you live every day that you wake up, but I'm going to just say you only live once, because tomorrow is never promised to you. And instead of me waiting until I lose all those pounds that I would like to lose, I'm going to just indulge just a little bit for today. And then on tomorrow, if I'm still blessed to see another day, I'll continue working on. Just call me J. Nicole. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And remember, you are enough because you said so. Peace and blessings. Hey guys, hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening into this week's episode. As I've already said, I truly, truly appreciate you guys for just being here and listening to the sound of my voice. As always, please stay connected with me. Make sure you're following me so that you can get the latest and the greatest episodes that I drop every Wednesday for you. Just you. Yes, yes, you. And make sure you're connecting with me on all of my social media platforms. I'm on IG and Twitter, as well as Facebook. On Facebook and IG, I'm on there as Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's JustCallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And on Twitter, yeah, they just wouldn't let me be great. So there I am, Call Me J. Nicole. And again, that's CallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And thanks again so very much, from my heart to your ears, for taking the time to listen to me. And until next Wednesday, be blessed and stay safe out there.